With me is Dr. Max Rodebaugh. And if you could just give me your title, please, and tell me where you're from.
I am a swine practitioner from Frankfort, Indiana, and I serve as chairman of the ASV PERS Task Force.
Okay, well, in your presentation here, you basically asked the musical question, do we have a plan? Yeah. What's the answer to that?
Well, that's what we're working on. I would say that what we've had is a lot of activity over the past few months, the past year, and longer, actually, but really a flurry of activity this summer and fall of different groups working on ideas for PERS, and we see a need to try and pull those together and so that we can keep that information in one place, basically, and disseminate it to the industry. And so hopefully that may be a role that we in the PERS Task Force can play.
What, and one of the ideas was to have a website. What is the possibility? When do you think that might happen?
Well, that's just me talking, so we'll have to work on that. But we do have an ASV website for our members, and we have PERS information on that. But my idea there would be to have one that would be dedicated to the control program, and that's something we'll be discussing, as a matter of fact, today. So,
all right, good. Well, and one of the other final questions that you asked in your presentation was, do you think we can eliminate PERS? What do you think?
Well, I think we can. We know we can eliminate from herds. We know we can eliminate from areas. The challenge is to eliminate it from states and the country. So we've made a lot of progress. We just have to keep working at it.
Thank you very much. With me is Dr. Bob Rowland. And Bob, could you give me your title, please?
I am a professor at Kansas State University College of Vet Medicine, and I'm also the director of the PERS CAP.
And you were the final speaker on the program today here, and you were talking about a proposal for tangible next steps into implementing area regional control of PERS. What are those steps?
I think one tangible next step is to make sure that whatever we do out in the field, that it is scientifically based. And the second part is to ensure that every project is fully funded, that we have the resources and the funding to get the job done.
Where does the money come from for this kind of an effort?
Well, I think it's going to have to come from just about everybody. And I think at the end of the day, I outlined kind of the NASCAR concept, in which we bring together a lot of little legs on a caterpillar and use that to fund a large project.
Considering the economic situation in the swine industry today, is that going to put a damper on moving ahead with this? I mean, producers are going to have to put in some money, too. Where do you think they're going to stand in terms of getting this forward, implementing this in terms of the dollars that it'll involve?
I think it's really the ideal time, and it's ideal because we're going to see a change in the industry with this latest shakeout. The industry may be likely be smaller. Right now, we're seeing a shrinkage in some sow herds. Well, when we think about what the industry is going to look like in the future and we begin to repopulate it and regrow it, then we're going to have to think about regrowing it in a PERS-free environment.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bob Rowland, here at the Area Regional Control of PERS Seminar. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.